I'm sorry my life troubles you so much. I apologize that my going in and out of this godforsaken building hurts you to your core. But I promise you, my life is a story in itself, and it's had enough grief and trauma surrounding it that, believe me, your 2 cents isn't going to really matter. In case no one has told you, you don't have a heaven or hell to put me in. The details of my personal relationship are just that, personal. If you see me not living life according to your standards, then it's okay. Let it go. Believe me, you won't go to hell for my sins. Why do you say such vile things about me? What's the over-sexualization of me? How do you know I cheated? Do you know the circumstances of my relationship with him? Because I don't know the circumstances of yours. Wait a minute, who are you? I don't even know you. I mean, I've seen you a couple of times sitting in front of the building, looking washed up and cackling as I walk by like an immature person would do, but I still don't know you. I can tell you are a drunk or a cokehead or some sort of addict, but who cares? I don't. So again, why would I do? Concerns you. Oh wait, let me guess. You only talk about me and tell my business because you don't want me taking advantage of your friend, right? Okay, but is it still taking advantage of him if I tell him about the god-awful intimate experiences we've had? As a matter of fact, are we talking about the same friend who too walks in and out the building bothering no one, and you say little things like, oh, sucker ass ninja. He too is hurt by the things you say. Or when you say things like such curse words that I don't even care to repeat. Jeez. You all are some ugly people on the inside. I'm not angry with you. As a matter of fact, I don't even know you exist until the lies thought about me. How could I be angry about someone who I don't know? It's kind of hard to do that. It's kind of hard to speak negatively about someone that you don't know. Well, I guess that's just how life is sometimes, right? I have to understand your life as you got to understand mine. Half of you are addicts. Half of you are broke. You sleep with one another. So why my sexual partners is of importance, I don't know. You sell drugs in your 50s and your 60s. And your partner came out of the drug rehab. Now, who could you talk about? You all have health ailments, and so do I. But, you know, that's just to show that we share more in common than we don't. The physical harm, though, I can put a bandage on. But the mental abuse lives inside of me forever. I guess you have your reasons for doing and saying the things that you've said to me or about me. Debating me for a confrontation all the time. You talking to my partner about me. Calling me all type of B-I-T-C-H's and sluts and smuts and all types of things you all said about me. And I'm not a teenager, as a matter of fact. I'm a fully grown woman. I can lie and say those things didn't hurt, but reality is, they did. I wish you hadn't said those things. I really, really, really wish you hadn't. It's been a really tough time living here. I'm not sure why it would be so challenging, but it is. Some people say, come on. Get with it. You live in a project. I don't feel that way. I feel like we all have our own stories, and if we tend to our own stories, then we could all get out of here. But you can't get your money right worrying about me, and vice versa. Some people try to act like they don't need the assistance here. They fail to realize that even if you pay $1,500 and I pay $200, this is still income-based housing. You don't live here if you're a millionaire. Stop it. I get it, though. Sometimes you have to disassociate in order to live here. I do. Like, sometimes I come here, and physically I'm here, but mentally I'm not. I live my mental peace somewhere else. I do that for my sanity. But as the bullying and the tantalizing and the emotional abuse got worse, so did my mind. And eventually I had to start bringing my mind along on these trips. That's what I do. I act like I'm not really here. My body is here, but I'm really somewhere else, looking in. It's my way of coping. But again, it hasn't really worked. Things possessively get worse. Sometimes I can't believe I'm here. I don't understand how I got here. I just can't believe it. I have dreams of getting out, but sometimes I believe my life is too far gone. Guess it's just like some of the many people here. I understand Charles Darwin's theory regarding the survival of the fittest. I always think about that from time to time when I think about my life situation. And I think about the adapting to the environment. But I must say, you have to be one sick individual to have the ability to adapt here. It's funny how oftentimes I watch people leave the projects, but still stay in tune with the garbage and the shenanigans and the sinful ways of the people here. To me, you might as well stay here. Your mind is still here. That's why I believe that living here is a mindset. It's more of a complex issue than what many people think this is. Okay. What an environment for someone to have to live in. There's so many questions I have for myself. I know I shouldn't have regrets. They say regrets aren't good to have, but the reality is I have a lot of regrets. I wish I could have done things a bit differently. Then I wouldn't have wasted 13 years of my life. I still have hope, though. Just a small little thread of hope. I still have. I have hopes on getting out of here. Whether or not that happens, I don't know. You know, I watch people here die here. But I watch them die playing, enjoying poverty. I watch people get up in the morning, go get a cup of coffee, and stand outside in front of the building and laugh and play and joke. Who are you drinking a cup of coffee for? Who are you staying away from? You ain't got no job to go to. You just there to tantalize the people coming out of the building, trying to go to work and do things for themselves. What an awful thing. What an awful way to be. There's something missing inside of you. And now there's something missing inside of me, because now I'm noticing the things that you were doing as well. We both have a problem. I guess eventually bad habits tend to rub off. You know, I'm hurt by a lot of things that were done to me here. Like I say, the physical damage, that's easy. You can put a Band-Aid on a physical cut. But you can't put a Band-Aid on mental abuse. Like I said, that lives inside of you forever. I think their soul is empty. And since their soul is empty, Let me introduce you to someone that will fill your cup until your cup runneth over. Yeah, come on. You want to know about somebody? You want to know about in my life and who I sleep with and who I do this with and who I do that with? Let me introduce you to him. Come a little closer. Come. Here we go. Here he is. Let's talk to him together. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us for all of our sins, sins seen and unseen, sins known and unknown, in Jesus' name. Lord, we know in your word you said, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. Lord, I understand that we have to be mindful of the way we treat people and the things we say about them. So God, please forgive me for talking about people and for gossiping about people, because I do understand in your word that it says you do not sleep nor slumber. You won't forget what I have done to other people, as my life is in jeopardy when I meddle and when I go against your will. Lord, I have to also understand that your wrath is like no other. So Lord, please don't let the things that I do to others hinder the blessing that you have for me. Lord, I also want to remember the person that I've spoken about. Lord, let them understand that the emotional scars of life, they do hurt. But Lord, have them have a forgiving heart. Help them to understand that in order to get into the kingdom of heaven, you have to have a forgiving heart. See, that part is for me. I have to learn to forgive you. Lord, help me to understand that forgiving isn't being soft. It just means that I'm walking closer to you. Regardless of whatever occurs in my life, I believe and I accept that God is in charge and will prepare, enable, and safeguard me to accomplish what he has planned for me to be done. So Lord, I don't have to worry about what's said about me. It doesn't matter, because no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Lord, continue to bless me and to bless others. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, and thank God. You see how good you feel after that? I know I always feel good after a prayer. Hopefully you'll hide the word in your heart and continue to prosper and build so we can come out of here. Thank you for listening to Empty Souls.